If you appreciate Issues Etc., our 24/7 music and talk stations, and our daily verse-by-verse Bible study, The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, please include a bequest in your will or trust for these worldwide media resources. Bequests aren't subject to federal tax or capital gains taxes. Ensure your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren the opportunity to listen by including a bequest in your will or trust for Issues Etc., Lutheran Public Radio, and The Word of the Lord Endures Forever. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. In the remainder of today's broadcast, we're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a little game we like to play with our listeners. We just listen throughout the course of the week for various guests' sound bites. And when we've heard one, we take note of it, we cut it up, and we make it ready for Friday afternoon. You can vote for the sound bites by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. You can also send us your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, via Twitter, @issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We need to know who you are, where you're listening, and most importantly, why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. 1-877-623-6943. Now, our soundbite contestants are Katie Faust, Dr. Mark Pearson, Pastor Hans Feeney, and Pastor Chris Rosebro. You can choose any reason you want to vote for them, but we need to know why you're voting for the one you're voting for. And we're giving away the LPR bundle package. That goes only to the listener who has the best vote when we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It includes an Ad Crucem Baptism keepsake, an I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. pen, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag. 1-877-623-MYIE. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Katie Faust. Can the IVF industry be reformed to protect children?
I don't think so. Unfortunately, you know, for all of the sympathy that I have for people struggling with infertility, I don't see an option where this becomes a child-friendly process. I mean, what it would mean is only using the gametes of the mother and father who are then going to raise the child, never outsourcing the womb of another woman, which I know we're going to talk about in our next episode. It means only creating the number of embryos that you will then immediately implant and that you never intend to selectively reduce if too many, quote, take. It means not freezing any children, not selecting the unviable embryos or the ones who are of the gender that you don't prefer. And the reality is, like that scenario that I just described to you, it virtually doesn't exist in the IVF world, because either people are in the situation of being infertile because they don't have their own sperm and egg, or it's simply cost prohibitive to only create the number of embryos that you're going to then immediately implant. Most people simply don't have the money for that. And so the only way to go is to create huge numbers of embryo, selectively choose which ones to implant, and then abort the ones that are undesirable if you end up having a genetic condition or too many babies or children of the wrong sex. There's just very, very few examples of using this technology in a way that honors every child's right to life and every child's right to a mother and father. And so the hard reality is that sometimes the answer, and this is what we use, we kind of wrap up with a quote from one of these children conceived through sperm and egg donations, and they say, sometimes the most ethical thing for adults to do is not satisfy a want. And that's simply it. We cannot look at the problem of infertility and make children pay the price for it.
That is soundbite number one, Katie Faust. Can the IVF industry be reformed to protect children? If you'd like to vote for that one live this Friday afternoon, February the 19th, just give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us your vote via Twitter, @issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Dr. Mark Pearson. Here he is responding to philosopher David Hume's argument against miracles.
David Hume says that miracles would violate the laws of nature, and these laws have been established by the regular experience of all people in all ages. And so because nobody has ever really witnessed a miracle, we know that all miracle claims are false. That is to say, there is uniform experience against miracles because we know that miracles have never happened. But really, that's the very thing that is in question here. How can we know there has never been any supernatural event unless we somehow also know that every miracle claim in history is false? And how can we know they're all false unless somehow we also know miracles are impossible? So what he's done here is he's just snuck his conclusion into his premise. He claims from the outset there have been uniform experience against miracles, and then he concludes there are no miracles. And similarly, Hume says no miracle has been attested by credible witnesses. And his proof of this is that if someone does believe in a miracle, then that person is no longer credible. So we're back to saying, I know everyone's wrong. I won't believe anybody who says they saw it. And that's a circular argument, really. We know miracles don't happen because there are no reliable witnesses of miracles. And we know there are no reliable witnesses of miracles because miracles don't happen. So if anyone claims to see a miracle, he or she automatically loses all credibility. But that's the very thing he has failed to demonstrate. He's arguing in a circle.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Mark Pearson, responding to philosopher David Hume's argument against miracles. If you'd like to vote for that one, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Vote via Twitter at issuesetc, or just send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three comes from Pastor Hans Feeney, answering the question, why Disney isn't worried about losing conservative subscribers?
So I think it's a matter of eventually you get so rich and so wealthy that you don't have to worry about losing money. You can kind of deal with your own existential crisis and your own guilt. I think when you look at the fact that Disney has completely turned a blind eye to the ethnic cleansing that's going on in China because they're in bed with China and they make a ton of money off of China, I think it's just kind of obvious to look at that and see what's going on. They're making a ton of money off of the Chinese government, which is engaged in all sorts of unethical and evil and absolutely wicked behaviors that are, you know, actually on par with the Nazis. And they have guilty consciences, people who are in charge of these institutions. I want to show that I'm actually a good person, but I don't want to lose money. So I'm not going to call the Chinese government out, not going to actually lose money on the Chinese end. So sure, we can certainly stand to lose a few subscriptions here and there from conservative people who get angry about this. But I get the sense of righteousness. We'll lose a couple of bucks, but we're making far more than enough money from China that I'm not actually going to have to give up anything serious and anything genuine. If Disney wanted to actually take a real principled stand for properly understanding how we should view the Holocaust, they would stand up to the people who are doing a Holocaust right now, and they're not.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Hans Feeney. Why Disney isn't worried about losing conservative subscribers. 1-877-623-6943. You can vote for it by sending us an email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org, via Twitter at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote because we're going to play soundbite number four. Then we're going to take a break. And this break is a good time to give us a call. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE. Here's soundbite number four. Pastor Chris Roseboro responding to John Pavlovitz's argument that the Bible is used to discriminate.
People like Poplavitz, you know, who are saying that, you know, we're using the Bible and these antiquated ideas to discriminate against people. I said, let's just change the subject. Let's change the subject from human sexuality to stealing. Put yourself in the context. You're at church. You're teaching an adult Bible study, and there's a fellow who's been coming to your church very regularly. And when you finally get around to asking him what he does for a living, he says, I'm a bank robber. And as a pastor, you're taken aback. You can't be a Christian and a bank robber. And then you quote the commandment, thou shalt not steal, to which he then takes offense and says, wait a second, you're discriminating against me. I have chosen an alternative economic lifestyle. And how dare you quote your antiquated book to deny my right to determine what type of economic lifestyle I want to live? If I want to rob rob banks, I want to rob banks. That's my prerogative, and you shouldn't be using the Bible and beating me up with things like this. When you start arguing that way, you begin to see that the rhetoric that they're using, when you apply it to things that people still recognize as evil and as a sin, it doesn't work.
That was soundbite number four, Pastor Chris Roseborough responding to John Pavlovitz's argument that the Bible is used to discriminate. It's time for you to vote for Soundbite of the Week live this Friday, February the 19th. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week are next.
Do you sometimes struggle with getting family devotions started and keeping them going? Do you sometimes not know what to say or how to say it? Well, in the most recent issue of The Lutheran Witness, the Reverend Dr. James Bonnick talks about family devotions and how these are formative for the life of Christians and how you can keep them going in your own home. To order your copy of The Lutheran Witness, visit cph.org/witness or visit our website, witness.lcms.org, to learn more. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.
Did you know that many LCMS military personnel and their families are unable to receive Word and Sacrament ministry due to the lack of LCMS chaplains? Ministry to the Armed Forces is looking for pastors who will answer the call to serve as a chaplain to provide Word and Sacrament ministry to the men and women who selflessly serve our nation. Find out more about this exciting ministry by contacting me, Chaplain Craig Mueller, at lcmschaps@lcms.org. That is lcmschaps@lcms.org.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc.
For your next family vacation, consider Our Beach House, a charming three-bedroom vacation rental on beautiful Siesta Key. Just off Sarasota, Florida, Siesta Key Beach, consistently voted America's best, is just 100 steps away. Whether you're watching the sunset over the Gulf of Mexico or frolicking in the warm surf, you and your family will fall in love with Siesta Key. Check us out at siestakeyrentalgenie.com or call Virginia at 941-266-1858.
I am beautiful because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
I am accepted because I'm a part of His family through Jesus' shed blood.
Unity Lutheran School in East St. Louis, Illinois, shines the light of Christ in one of the most impoverished cities in America. Learn how to support their mission work at unityesl.org. Unityesl.org.
Today, with the help of the Holy Spirit, I say yes to God in His ways.
I know I'm wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact.
Here's everything that you get if you vote and win Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live on this Friday afternoon, the 19th of February. You get the LPR bundle package. That's an Ad Crucem baptismal keepsake, an I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. pen, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag. The only other way to get those items, the LPR bundle package, is to come and visit us in the studio or just play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and have the best vote. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us that email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one, Katie Faust? Can the IVF industry be reformed to protect children? Soundbite number two, Pastor Mark Pearson, responding to David Hume's argument against miracles. Soundbite number three, Pastor Hans Feeney, why Disney isn't worried about losing conservative subscribers. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Chris Roseborough responding to John Pavlovitz's argument that the Bible is used to discriminate. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Michelle listens in San Antonio, Texas. Hi, Pastor Todd and listeners to Issues, Etc. I vote for Pastor Feeney's soundbite, a great call-out of the mega entertainment conglomerate Disney. When I heard Pastor Feeney's words, I thought of Matthew 16:26, for what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? To me, Disney is the man in the verse. They have forfeited their soul when they show the world how they fired one of their stars over social media post referring to Nazism, but they will not point out the modern Holocaust of ethnic cleansing in China. They are afraid of losing all that wealth that they gain off the Chinese market. And this is the big drive as to why Disney does not care about conservative subscribers dropping their service. Utterly shameful, Disney, says Michelle in Texas. Thanks for your vote, Michelle. Mark listens in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Mark says, I vote for Dr. Pearson's soundbite, though I like all four. How well does last week's soundbite winner come into play with fallen man exalting reasoning to dare counter God and his word? That includes reasoning so faulty that it belongs in a comedy sketch alongside the Chewbacca defense from South Park years ago. This doesn't make sense to me. Therefore, by my superior judgment, it is illogical. May the Lord continue to bless you and your program. Thank you for continuing to have such great guests. Emily listens in Minnesota. Emily says that her vote is for soundbite number four. It's all too easy to get sucked into the live and let live philosophy on society to say, well, I don't agree with that lifestyle, but who am I to tell you what to do? It's a good idea to put their arguments in a different context to see if they still hold up. And when they don't, we need to be ready to share God's love and forgiveness with them. Emily, thanks for listening in Minnesota. Adam listens in Hamilton, Iowa. Excellent guests as always. So hard to choose between the sound bites. Faust hits it out of the park with her final point, which covers the vocation of adult in more than just IVF. Pearson very simply explained the foolishness of the circular argument that Hume and others use. Feeney spells out Disney's conundrum so well, I almost feel bad for Mickey. Roseboro levels his crosshairs on Bible twisters so excellently as he debunks them. So many good and practical sound bites, but my vote goes to good Captain Roseboro for directly showing how unloving it is to claim that God's law is discriminatory and when we rightly point out evil. Adam, thank you very much for your vote. Here's a tweet from Eric listening in Hamilton, Ohio. Katie Faust for the simple statement, sometimes the most ethical thing is to not satisfy a want. It applies to so many places and temptations in life. Philip listens in Virginia. Philip says, I vote for Pastor Hans Feeney, the Mr. Spock of Lutheranism. I've never heard him called that before. I wonder why. China is the modern Nazi Germany, but Disney lets them off the hook because China spends tons of money. It's all virtue signaling to cloak their guilt. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Let's see what Dennis in Illinois has to say. Hi, Dennis.
Hello, I'm voting for number four. Chris is always my favorite. There is just a lot of just wanton hedonism that's out there where people just want everything. Me, 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 mine, mine, mine. I want this, I want that. I want it this way, and I want it right now. And whenever we go against the Ten Commandments and or natural law, stand by. Chaos is on its way. And I agree with the email that's saying that we need to put God's love out towards those people and ourselves.
Well, Dennis, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Illinois. The winner, according to your votes on this Friday, soundbite number four, Pastor Chris Roseboro, responding to John Pavlovitz's argument that the Bible is used to discriminate.
People like Poplavitz, you know, who are saying that, you know, we're using the Bible and these antiquated ideas to discriminate against people. I said, let's just change the subject. Let's change the subject from human sexuality to stealing. Put yourself in the context. You're at church, you're teaching an adult Bible study, and there's a fellow who's been coming to your church very regularly. And when you finally get around to asking him what he does for a living, he says, I'm a bank robber. And as a pastor, you're taken aback. You can't be a Christian and a bank robber. And then you quote the commandment, thou shalt not steal. To which he then takes offense and says, wait a second, you're discriminating against me. I have chosen an alternative economic lifestyle. And how dare you quote your antiquated book to deny my right to determine what type of economic lifestyle I want to live. If I want to rob banks, I want to rob banks. That's my prerogative, and you shouldn't be using the Bible and beating me up with things like this. When you start arguing that way, you begin to see that the rhetoric that they're using, when you apply it to things that people still recognize as evil and as a sin, it doesn't work.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number 4, Pastor Chris Roseborough, responding to John Pavlovitz's argument that the Bible is used to discriminate. Adam in Iowa and Michelle in Texas, you both get the LPR bundle package. Send us your mailing address and your shirt size. talkback@issuesetc.org. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week. Issues Etc. has been brought to you in part this week by Faith Lutheran School in Plano, Texas. Faith Lutheran offers a rigorous classical Lutheran education. They provide in-person and live online remote learning opportunities for preschool through 12th grade. Find out more at flsplano.org. Faith Lutheran School, Plano, Texas, flsplano.org. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll discuss why corporate America loves the left with Dr. Samuel Gregg. We'll talk with Katie Faust about surrogacy. And we'll continue our series with Dr. Alfonso Espinosa, author of our book of the month for February, Faith That Engages the Culture. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Jesus the Good Shepherd says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life." We invite you to join us as we listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd and follow him who gives us eternal life. Sunday worship services at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible class at 10:30, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri, on the web at goodshepherdarnold.org. That's goodshepherdarnold.org.